Good morning for Wednesday, August 17th, 2011. Audible presents the New York Times Audio Digest. Here's what's making news on the front page this morning. Letter says phone hacking was routine. Two Europe leaders vow closer paths for Euro nations. And on economy, raw data gets a grain of salt. In today's national headline, school kitchens discover the value of real meals. In today's business headlines, Europe's debt crisis slows quarterly growth. Battle for smartphone leadership is fought in the courts, and court rejects move to include profits in Madoff recovery. There are more business stories ahead, more national and world news, too. Roundup from the sports page and New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd. Now from the editors of the New York Times, here are the stories on today's front page. The top stories reported from London, entitled Letter Says Phone Hacking Was Routine. An influential parliamentary committee investigating phone hacking in Rupert Murdoch's now-defunct tabloid News of the World released a potentially damning four-year-old letter Tuesday claiming that hacking was routine and widely discussed at the paper, a direct contradiction of repeated assertions by the paper's owners and editors that until recently they were unaware of the breadth of the problem. The letter from Clive Goodman, a former News of the World correspondent who briefly went to jail in 2007 for intercepting voicemail messages of members of the royal household, is important because it challenges the claim by Murdoch's News Corporation that until December it believed that the hacking was limited to one rogue reporter, Goodman, and that it had conclusively investigated the matter. Goodman sent the letter, including the now redacted names of others he said knew about the hacking, to the company after he was fired. The disclosure is a further embarrassment to Prime Minister David Cameron, who's been ridiculed by his political rivals for his decision to hire a former News of the World editor, Andy Coulson, as his director of communications. Coulson resigned from the paper during the initial phone hacking imbroglio in 2007 and from his government job in the wake of new evidence this year. He was arrested last month on suspicion of phone hacking and paying the police for information. In his letter, Goodman said that phone hacking was regularly discussed in the paper's daily news conference until explicit reference to it was banned by the editor, presumably meaning Coulson. Coulson has always claimed he knew nothing about phone hacking. Goodman sent the letter containing his accusations to a human resources official at News International and copied it to Les Hinton, then the chairman of News International. Hinton, a close associate of Rupert Murdoch, who went on to become chairman of Dow Jones after it was bought by News Corporation, resigned from the company this summer after it became apparent that phone hacking at News of the World had been endemic during his time at News International. He has claimed he knew nothing about it. He told Parliament in 2007 that he believed the hacking was limited to Goodman and a hired investigator. The parliamentary panel, the Commons Committee on Culture, Media and Sport, said that in light of Goodman's letter and other documents, it would recall for further questioning at least four former employees of News of the World. It also said it might recall Coulson as well as Rupert Murdoch's son James, who runs News Corporation's European and Asian operations. Goodman's letter says that News of the World's lawyers knew he was planning to plead guilty to the charges and had assured him that he could have his job back if I did not implicate the paper or any of its staff during court proceedings. But he said News of the World failed to honor its promise and did not rehire him.